He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Happy December.
Happy December 2011. SNU, He Said, She Said. And what number is this? Do you know how many we've done? Like 125?
This is issues? Episode 116.
Woohoo! 116.
This is actually bringing to conclusion our volume 10.
Yeah.
So that means 10 consecutive years.
10 years. Holy
moly. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I remember the
Talk
very first one.
Talk about consistency.
Talk about consistency. And yeah, and that's what we are. That's what we do. Consistency is key.
Well, you can't achieve much if you're not consistent.
Right.
How can you climb a mountain or get across the sea unless you're consistently focused on achieving that end?
And even just to be consistent doesn't mean that you don't have obstacles in the way.
Oh, no.
You know.
Oh, no, no. You assume that you will have.
Exactly, yes. And there are going to be
obstacles.
They
crop out of nowhere. So you need to assume that. I think that the trouble people have is that they assume things that blow them away ultimately after experiencing, like, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
But in fact, you don't have enough experience in life yet, because that's what life teaches.
I mean, it'll rattle your cage. For sure, you get rattled. But then you just get back on that horse, or you just get back on that road, and then you continue to go. Continue the journey, right?
Yeah.
Nobody said it was going to be easy. My girlfriend said to me that one time. And I just about smacked her in the head. I didn't want to hear that.
When I was little, I was led to believe that it was easy, that life would be easy, that I would achieve all my goals and dreams, and it would just all fall into my lap.
Yeah. The white picket fence and the kids running in the yard, and you have a great job and a car and lots of money in the bank.
You live happily ever after. What a load of crap, huh?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
And yet, do we stay motivated and positive in this world when we understand the reality? Like even today, 2011, the entire monetary system is collapsing. You know, I was reading yesterday that Canada is $700 billion in debt.
Wow, I don't feel so bad then.
And that we just reached 34 million people population-wise. So that means every human person in Canada as a citizen is $16,794 in debt. And then was catching the Lang O'Leary report, and they were saying that the debt is sequenced for those who earn money and make money. It's about $25,000 per person that the average debt is. Some people obviously are in debt millions. Others have no debts at all, but it balances out.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and then we got the Occupy movement, and we've got Greece and Ireland and Spain collapsing, and the euro. We've got American problems, obviously, with politics and corruption, even in our own country.
Yeah.
Got oil issues and environment. So how does a person stay positive?
I don't know, but I'll tell
in that
you.
Climate.
I'll tell you what you do is you have food. You eat good food.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, right?
So you get into health.
Yeah, you get into health.
Get to the gym.
Exactly.
And focus on what we're doing, which is leading me up to our initial topic.
Which is?
What's cooking?
What's cooking is coconut cream chocolate mousse. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. I've got a winner here. I have got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. This is...
And I want to congratulate you on this because you do have a winner.
It is a winner. And the funny thing is, you know, because I try out new recipes because I write recipes for magazines. And, you know, Corey and I have salad and protein every night. So, you know, I don't really venture out too much. But I need to have company for dinner so that I can try these new recipes. So the other night I had my niece and her boyfriend over for dinner. And I said, okay, I've got this new recipe. It's coconut cream chocolate mousse. And the only... I said, not constructive criticism because I'm very sensitive. How about a constructive comment? And about this coconut cream chocolate mousse, there wasn't enough. That was the only...
That was my criticism,
that was
too.
That was the only comment.
More, please. More beans, please.
You didn't make enough. So there you go. You know, the coconut really is amazing. And I remember so many times I said to you, Corey, if you got stuck on a desert island, how do these people survive? You know, they can't drink the water. They can't drink ocean water. I mean, what do you do for water? Well, I'll tell you, that darn coconut is just got a multitude of benefits to it. Really, it does. You know, there is the coconut water. It's the liquid in a young coconut when you first crack it open. And it really has gained a lot of popularity in in North America right now.
They're in the stores locally. You can buy whole coconuts.
Yes, yes.
And when we were in Honolulu, we'd go down and get the fresh coconut.
I'm going to buy some over
you
the
crack
holidays.
It and drink it, man. I mean, talk about purity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's low in fat and low in calories, and it's really, really great for rehydration. So we're going to get into the pre-party potion on our next little issue that we're doing here. But yeah, so there's the coconut water. Then there's the coconut milk, and it's produced by pureeing a mixture of the coconut meat and the water, and then you strain it to remove some of the fat. So that's what the coconut milk is. And then the coconut cream, what that is, it's the mixture, again, of the water and the coconut meat. Now, when you have a can of the coconut milk, if you were to put it in the fridge, the top part is the cream and the bottom part is the liquid.
Yes.
So don't, if you shake it up, it makes the milk. But the top part is the cream and the bottom part is the coconut water. So that's what you make this coconut mousse out of. So if you were to buy a can of full fat coconut milk, full fat, not the low fat, full fat. Come on, folks, let's go. Because it's a great fat that they have with the coconut milk. It's a saturated fat, but it is made up of short chain and medium chain fatty acids. And the body quickly turns this into energy instead of storing it as fat. Right, Corey?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And coconut is actually a product of nature.
Absolutely.
And this whole saturated fat thing is just completely out of control.
Some people really get freaked out about, oh, I can't have coconut oil or coconut milk because it's a saturated fat and saturated fat is bad. Hey.
You know what you people need to do is, we all know, or most people know Tom Hanks as an actor, and he was in a great film called Castaway.
Right.
And what was he consuming to survive initially, right? So there he is, he's stranded, and first of all, he has to swim to land and get out of that environment. And it's all about survival. And he needs to find water. But there was no fresh water on this island. So where did he get the water? From the coconut.
That's right.
And he ate the coconut meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started eating the fish from the sea, right? Now, you talk about a clean diet and an original paleo diet.
Yep.
I love it because he gets lean and he gets hard and he gets clear in his head, right? That's what that message of that movie was, how decadent our society is.
Then he comes back and sees the wastefulness.
Can't sleep in a bed. He's got to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Well, coconut is also dairy-free and gluten-free, which is gorgeous, right? And it's got the lauric acid in it, which is antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antifungal.
Well, they use lauric acid and other coconut-related fatty acids. Caprylic acid comes to mind for treating yeast infection and candidiasis.
Exactly.
Comes from the coconut.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you can buy a coconut and do everything yourself with the coconut, that's awesome. But they do sell cans of coconut. Just really read the labels when you're buying the coconut.
And Upper 49th has a new product. One of their drinks is made with coconut water.
Yeah.
They say that the electrolyte environment and the macro and micronutrient value of the coconut water is the best known. And these athletes are using it, like these triathletes.
Yes,
there's nothing better.
Right.
Than, so we can use that as a standard to create an electrolyte formula against.
And it's rich in magnesium, which is fantastic.
Alkaline forming.
You know, if you're glucose intolerant, there's a magnesium deficiency in your body. So get on the coconut milk, folks. So, okay. So what I've got here is, what you do is you get one can of high-fat coconut milk, okay, which makes for two people a small amount. So I'm making this for Christmas dinner. So I'm buying like a case of coconut milk, folks.
Yeah, because you're not using the whole can of coconut milk, are you?
No,
just a percentage
of it. Exactly.
Like the fat on top of a quart of milk.
Right. And the only way that the cream rises to the top is if it's cold. So you need to put that can of coconut milk in the fridge. Right. So it's really only half a can, which is good for two people. So what I do is then I open it up and then I scoop out that coconut cream and then I save the coconut water. Actually, what I did was I froze it and then I used it in a cake the next day. Remember that? That Peter had?
He
liked that.
I remember the cake.
I don't waste
a darn
thing.
I don't remember you making it.
Okay. So what I do is I take this coconut cream and then with an electric blender, I blend it. Now, just like whipping cream. exactly like whipping cream, but it doesn't peak like whipping cream does, but it gets frothy. And then what I do is I add melted dark chocolate. Now, the melted dark chocolate, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to fold it in, but I use the electric blender.
Cheater.
It doesn't matter. Really, it doesn't. Now, if you want to, you can fold in nuts and seeds and whatever you want.
Okay, but no more electric appliances for you. We're going back to nature here.
Are you kidding me, man?
I want it to be all manual labor.
You can do that part because that would hurt my arm.
I want you to go and get the coconuts.
About 5 minutes, hardy har har. It took about 5 minutes for me to blend the coconut cream so that it kind of peaked a little bit. And then I folded in the chocolate, the dark chocolate, melted dark chocolate. Then what I did was I put it into little dishes, two small little dishes apparently, little dishes, wrapped it up, and then I put it in the fridge. And then it hardens, okay? So then what I did is then when it came out about an hour before to 2 hours before the meal, so it got like room temperature, I put shaved dark chocolate with some nice raspberries on top of it.
Yeah, that was good.
Or any nice fruit touch. You want. If you don't like raspberries and you like blackberries or blueberries or mangoes or papaya, you just go for it, man.
Mango slices would be good.
But that's the basic right there. And man, was it good.
And we don't normally have treats.
No.
After eating dinner.
No.
Right?
No.
So that
you
was
mean,
a real
no.
special
but,
treat.
But when I have company, I like to go out on a limb. And that's the only way I get any new recipes.
Yeah. And it proving again that you can create a clean dessert.
Yeah.
That everything that I mean, you eat can be from
hello,
nature in a clean state.
It doesn't get any bloody easier
No
than
refined
that.
Sugar, no corn syrup, now, no saturated gunk.
I do know of other coconut recipes, coconut milk, chocolate recipes that they have avocado to it and different seeds and nuts and all that stuff. But this is like so simple. It's going to knock your socks off, folks. It really will. And you don't really taste the coconut in it.
How many desserts can reduce inflammation in your joints, reduce blood pressure,
and just be careful with the dark chocolate,
and improve the health of your prostate gland? How many desserts can do that?
Hello. So that's what my company is going to be getting for Christmas dinner.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to make, I'm making that for Christmas dinner. Well, for the chocolate.
No, you were talking about making it in a big bowl.
I don't think you should do that.
Because some people will steal it all. They'll take more than their portion.
I'm going to serve it out.
Oh,
I see. Are you kidding me with Michael there?
You're going to manage.
I have to micromanage, man, because I know what everybody's like in our family.
Accessing of the dessert. I think you should just get big bowls and pour it out into individual bowls
well,
and everybody gets their bowl.
Buy some.
Then you can auction off some extra bowls.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Right?
Good deal.
Come on. Let's think about business here. Let's generate some revenue, man.
That sounds great to me. But anyway, it's a winner, and I'm going to be doing that for the Vista magazine for February issue for Valentine's Day. So log on. And it'll also be posted on our website, too. So coconut cream chocolate mousse, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy. Good stuff. Okay. That was a great What's Cooking. Let's move on. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Jason Watkin. He is the CEO of Purica Health. And it sounds like you and Jason have an awful lot in common, Corey.
Yeah, well, we have similar interests. We like science. We like studying the biochemistry. We like understanding how the micronutrients get into the cells and enzymes and food chemistry. I mean, that fascinates me.
Yes.
You know, answering the question, why? Yeah. And it sort of empowers you when you become more aware. Aristotle said that the more you know about yourself and the existence that you exist in, the more content and less anxiety you would have by understanding who and what you are and everything around about you. And I think that people, they get anxiety and tension and frustrated because they really don't understand what's going on.
But then, you know, like we watch a lot of documentaries, right? That's our foreplay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, tons, man.
We watch lots of documentaries. But I'm going to tell you, I do find it disturbing sometimes, some of these documentaries. And I'm just going like, what's it really all about? You know? What planet am I on? I don't think I belong here.
Well, I can tell you what planet we're on.
Okay, no comment. I just thought that was just a...
Did you know that we're moving at a speed in an orbit around the sun at 19 miles per second? Just think of that. 1 second, we just moved 19 miles. Yeah. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Now, of course, that can't be true, because otherwise, if we were spinning around in an orbit around the sun and revolving at, I think, 900 miles per hour, we'd fall off. It would just shoot us out into space. And that is why people in the past denied what some of the original great thinkers said. They said, that's impossible. We're not moving, because if we were moving, it would throw us off. Yeah. Well, you see, now here again is my point about understanding life and these forces of gravity and entropy and the weak and strong nuclear forces and electromagnetism. You know, if you have no knowledge of any of this, if you don't know what an atom is, if you don't know anything about particle physics, I mean, talk about nothing, then I think you're kind of missing out on being a human.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're prone to be taken advantage of. You're prone to being exploited. And I think that's why the whole world is being exploited right now. I was reading a book yesterday that says that 2% of the Earth's population are decadent, evil, and corrupt.
Ooh.
And they control at least 75% of the world's population through deception,
yeah,
and exploitation and fear and propaganda. But the reason that people can be taken advantage of, like Pinocchio on his first day to school,
yeah,
is because he's basically ignorant.
Yeah.
He has no life experience, no knowledge. So knowledge of reality is the key.
Exactly.
And I think that's what Jason and I have in common. We both have a thirst for knowledge.
Exactly.
And what a great guy to be a head of a company.
Oh, fantastic. And you know what? We were going around promoting our conference and to a lot of health food stores. And every time we walked into a health food store, somebody was looking for the Purica product. And
that I'm going, recovery.
Yeah. And I'm
which
going,
I took this morning, by the way.
And I just had to say, what is this product that's out there? So anyway, I took it myself, and it's fantastic. It really is.
You know what? If it works on horses
yeah,
and dogs
yeah,
and cats,
yeah,
it'll work on humans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they don't have any connection about perception. Because
yeah,
people say, well, you know, the reason the natural medicine works is it's just a placebo.
Yeah.
But you discount the placebo when you feed it to rats and dogs.
Yeah.
And when their limbs change and they are restored and regenerated, there cannot be a placebo. It must be physiological and biochemical.
And that's where it started, too, was with horses, wasn't it? That's
yes.
Horse, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then that led us to a discussion
yeah,
about Colgan and
yeah,
him using it himself
yeah,
now to
yes,
help heal his
it's
own shoulder.
Fantastic. So thank you very much, Jason. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and get to that Purica website and learn more about their products. So let's talk about CHI and our latest update. What's cooking there?
It's party time, decoration time, family time, eating time, drinking time. It's time to get down and get back up
again. You know
again.
What?
It's time to get down and get back up again. Hopefully you can get back up again. And that's what we're going to tell you, is how to get back up again once you got down.
I don't think you need December for that. I mean, that's my attitude year round.
But it's
celebrate.
It's a little bit more magnified.
Yeah, because of marketing.
Even more so, yes. It's more magnified at Christmas time than it would be like in summertime, because the food is heavier. There's something much richer about Christmas. You know, Christmas has really rich fare, whereas summertime is more light. You've got sunshine. You know, it depends on where you live, too, obviously.
You know what I like to see? I was watching the news the other night, and retail and the malls are basically empty, and sales are going way down. And you know why? Mm. People are shopping online.
Ooh, la la.
And 10% more than last year, and it's going straight up. It's almost like an exponential linear ratio. We are heading towards a time when a lot of these malls are going to close
yeah,
because they can't afford to sustain them. And that's good. And the same thing with universities
yeah,
and institutions of learning. It's like 97% of the funding goes to paying the teachers and the costs of maintaining the buildings.
Well, yeah,
and it's
the
not
heat,
about education.
The electricity, the
we are moving forward to a more efficient age. We're going to be utilizing mm-hmm, energy more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine,
mm-hmm,
I watched this great show called Prophecy last night about the prophetic perception of life in the future, about having cars that fly in the air,
ooh,
people living to 200 and 300 years of age,
wow,
and using robots and technology. But imagine living in a world where energy is free and unlimited.
Yeah.
That is the salvation of our planet right now. And all of the vested interests on the planet right now are trying to hold us back from that, because they are going to lose, right? The petroleum companies, big pharma, all the companies, all the corporations that prey upon our ignorance and bank accounts are going to lose out when energy becomes free.
when that happens.
Yes.
I mean, it already is.
It's already available.
Of course
they got
it
cars
is.
That run on water.
And they've had them for a long time.
You know, if we took the whole world's science and knowledge and put it towards correcting the imbalance, we would do it so quickly, it's unbelievable.
And it's very interesting how all these scientists, like, they were murdered.
Yes.
Really, huh?
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, anyone that stands up for the truth is usually taken down.
Yeah.
It's very much like what Hitler did in his time. If anyone showed any evidence of speaking against him in any way, shape, or form, they were immediately terminated.
Bye-bye now.
And that goes on today.
Yeah.
In the United States, in other countries, even in Canada.
Oh, for sure.
If you stand up and speak the truth,
exactly.
You are conveniently disposed of.
Well, it goes on in people's households, too.
Yeah.
I don't mean like, you know, they'll actually
you're
murder
shut
you,
down.
But you're shut down.
You're
exactly.
shut down.
Yeah.
One way or another, you're shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So anyway, that was very interesting. Now, it's party time. And what are we going to do and how are we going to look after ourselves during party time? We call it the PPP, the pre-party potion, the post-party potion. And what is that, you may ask? Vitamins and supplements and carrot juice and all those good things. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, who wants to do that? Well, I'll tell you, it's far better to put the energy into the work of good health than it is to be laying there all plugged up and stuffed up and not feeling good and puking your guts out and not being able to go to work or sitting in a doctor's office. Right?
Well, this is true preventive medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
You think ahead.
So go in fully charged. Filled up. All your batteries are charged up so that you can have a good time. You can let loose, right? So what we do is we carrot juice, but I add like just have a tiny little carrot juice like before we have our dinner, before we have our salad.
And it's like an aperitif.
Aperitif. We load it up with ginger and garlic and we have some vitamin C powder and carrot juice and just knock it back like a little tonic, right?
Yes.
And then like the next day, if I can stagger out of bed and get to the juicer, plan ahead and make sure that you have what you need in your fridge so you don't have to go to the store. Plan your fridge. Make sure you've got everything that you need, your food for the next day, so you don't need to order in, so you don't need to have garbage. Because really, we know a lot of people that go out and party. And I love to party. Don't get me wrong. I like to have a good time. But I'm not going to be eating hamburgers and garbage the next day that's going to plug me up and give me a hemorrhoid.
Well, if you got
a
health consciousness, you won't eat it anyway.
No.
It doesn't mean you can't celebrate and party and have a good time.
So I'll make sure I've got my big leg of lamb or my roast chickens and everything is organized and ready and everything's ready to go. I just pull it out of the fridge and I've got lots of different kinds of food. I've got savory. I've got my sweet, whatever it is I need just to lay in bed and watch TV the next day. So the PPP, that pre-party potion, it's the juice. It's the fresh juice, which is, or if you want to have some coconut water, that's fantastic
too. You could use that.
It's hydration, folks. Stay well hydrated.
Yeah, and I actually have the pre-party potion designated, and I describe it in the course.
Okay.
It's actually in module 4.
Okay.
And here's the pre-party potion.
All right.
Number one, it's a series of vitamins. You can make it up yourself. And at one time, I was going to formulate this into a product and sell it to the party people of the world. And you know, they even say that adding thiamine to alcohol would reduce alcoholism by up to 50 to 75%, especially for natives who can't seem to metabolize it because there's not enough thiamine in their system normally. And, of course, alcohol depletes thiamine. By adding thiamine into it, you protect them. So this pre-party potion has 100 milligrams of thiamine, which is B1, and L-tyrosine, the amino acid, the anti-stress amino acid, 2,000 milligrams. This is the pre-party. This is before you go on the party. So we don't want a sedative action. We want some action here. Pantothenic acid, the anti-stress vitamin, 500 milligrams. Alpha-lipoic acid for the liver and detox, stability of blood sugar, 200 milligrams. Ginkgo biloba for clarity. And peripheral circulation value, 100 milligrams of the extract. Siberian ginseng extract as an adaptogen, to help you adapt to the stress.
Ooh, now, with all this going on, who needs to go out and party? That's a party in
this
itself.
This is what you take as a product.
That's
you take,
a party on its own. The PPP is a party.
And you remember I formulated an essential vitamin and a mineral complex? Uh-huh. So you got these two caps of each. So you got your little vitamin complex and your little mineral complex. That's your foundation, two caps of each. And finally, cordyceps mushroom extract, which Terry Willard was really big on.
Yeah.
You know, the Chinese athletes and marathon runners. Yeah. And this is a great adaptogen, too.
Purica has those as well, and Brad King's into those as well.
That's right. Yeah, and mushrooms are great, and cordyceps is a great product. Yeah. Now, the directions here, you add one serving of an electrolyte formula to a cup of water, and you mix thoroughly. Consume the entire contents of one party potion packet, pre-party potion packet, with the electrolyte solution 1 to 2 hours prior to the party. And so what you're doing is by the time you start partying and you get to your party,
woo-hoo,
this stuff is in your system.
Yeah.
And it's going to protect your arteries, your brain, and your heart. Like these kids that rock all night in these raves and take ecstasy could be saved by taking this potion.
A lot of that's dehydration, huh?
People that use cocaine, that use drugs of any kind, cannabis, alcohol, and tobacco are the worst. Mm-hmm. They're the legal ones, and by far they do more damage than all the other so-called non-acceptable drugs.
Right.
They're much safer because the alkaloid of cocaine comes from a leaf. You've got mushroom from plants. You've got cannabis, a plant.
Tobacco is okay if you get it right from the source, but today...
Commercial tobacco,
commercial tobacco.
The pharmaceutical ingredients in it that are destructive.
Right. So you've got to protect yourself. And, you know, if you are listening and you have clients out there who have a big party schedule, you need to know what they're doing. You know, so what if they do drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, maybe give them some help and some hints about the PPP so they don't miss their workout with you, because you don't want to lose business,
hey,
do you?
You show me a home on this planet, maybe locally here to North America, let's say Vancouver, show me a home with maybe 5 or 6 members of the family that is drug-free. Absolutely drug-free.
No, we're talking...
No alcohol.
Right.
No tobacco.
Right.
No caffeine or coffee.
Right.
No marijuana. No cocaine. No ecstasy. No LSD. You show me a home like that...
No prescription drugs.
No prescription drugs.
No white sugar. Hello?
All the...
Those are all... toxic as well.
It's not even food. This is drug that people think is food.
Okay, exactly. We're not just talking about illegal drugs, folks. We're talking about prescription drugs that are legal that kill more people than illegal drugs.
Like 100,000 a year in North America.
Exactly.
Legally. It's legal murder.
That's, I thought it was 250,000.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Because most of what we know isn't true.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
We're led to believe anything except what's really going on.
Don't boo his people that do illegal drugs. What about those that do prescription drugs?
That's right. So you show me that home, and I'm telling you, we're talking a different planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? So let's get real.
Yeah.
Let's protect ourselves from ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
That's
now, the post-party potion is what you come home and take. Okay, you're just totally inebriated, intoxicated. You've got this all laid out because you've planned it in advance. Okay, now it's got melatonin. 6 milligrams or 9 or even 12.
I take way more.
St. John's wort, 500 milligrams. Alpha-lipoic acid again. Valerian root, nice sedative calming agent. A huge European history to that one.
Yeah.
Again, the essential vitamin complex, the essential mineral complex, and then finally the magnesium citrate malate. That is going to help be a sedative calming agent.
Magnesium also
bring it down.
Helps with headaches.
That's right.
Magnesium
versus
Tylenol
with
the
hangover.
This
helps make you feel normal again faster.
A smidgen of a laxative effect, but
now,
I'll tell
course,
you, that doesn't bother
me. We are
me.
Not speaking from experience because we can't really relate because we don't do any of this party stuff that we're talking about. We only observe it in other people.
Yeah. People are maniacs.
That's right. And besides, we are leaders in health and nutrition. We're not allowed to party. We're not allowed to celebrate.
Oh, I don't drink
people
red
hold
wine.
Us up.
Mine's not the red wine anymore. I do the white wine.
We're like these leaders of sobriety missions.
Yes.
And we're gurus. And of course, we're so enlightened that we don't need any drugs or substance
to
make us feel good, right?
La-di-da-di-da. Yes.
So this is the advice that we're giving to the other people, the lower creatures of the planet.
Yeah, right.
Who need to suppress their true feelings about themselves and the world by using the drugs as a form of escapism. But it is time to party, isn't it? It's celebration.
Absolutely. Why is everybody born in December? good gracious.
I've got
more
two
birthdays.
Daughters born in December.
Yeah, and then we got friends. It's like, whoa, man. Okay. So anyway, the PPP, the post-party, pre-party potion, get on it, folks. Don't get sick. This is the time in January. The second week in January, a lot of people are going to be sick. And it's only because of the rich fare. The elderly people get gout. They get arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, all kinds of different ailments. Kids are going to get snotty noses and the flu. And it's
a lot of infection.
Lots of infection, ear infections, throat infections. And it's only because they overdid it over the holidays. They didn't work up a sweat by training. They weren't hydrated enough. Lack of sleep is a big one. So, just plan ahead. Think ahead.
I wonder how many men have heart attacks in January because of all that lard they ate in the pie crust.
And you know when they do? Listen, but then they go and shovel the snow.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
They
exert themselves.
Yeah.
They're so out of shape. Yeah. They have such poor condition.
Yeah.
And they eat so much crap and lard and junk. And they got so much fat around their gut that they lift the shovel when the snow falls and they fall right down on the ground and die.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Isn't that horrible?
It's a sad
and they're
situation.
Young. Yeah. They're not 92.
No,
these
no.
people are like in their late 40s and early 50s.
It's young.
Yeah. So we definitely have an issue here, a situation.
Uh-huh.
A situation.
Yeah. So there you go. And happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. Have a great time. Stay well. Stay focused. Don't avoid the gym.
No.
Get to the gym. Detoxify.
Or you know what? If not, go for a nice walk in the fresh air after a large meal. Go for a family walk.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, just go for
You have your meal. You enjoy. You spread it out over time. Don't eat it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Take hours to eat.
Use a knife and fork. Ladies and gentlemen, use a knife and fork when you eat your turkey dinner. And you're going, use a knife and fork? That sounds pretty odd that she would say that.
Get the music on, get the fire on.
Take your time, chew your food.
Check out the trees on.
Talk to people. The food isn't going anywhere. What's it going to do, jump off your plate? And there's so much food there. Just take your time, let it digest. You won't eat as much. But if you want to eat, pig out, have a good time. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. And what is your final word?
My final word is, like ornaments, thoughts of special people brighten the season and warm our hearts.